Please be seated. I want to go through some of the basic points of Halakhas Neris, which is obviously the game for tonight. Just some basic points. So, at the proper time, a person is able to light at the proper time. It's 5:10. Would be the proper time to light. If that's possible, a person should light at 5:10. That means the Bnei Bayis are there. If the Bnei Bayis are not there, the person is alone by himself and his family will be coming home later. He should wait. He should wait for the Bnei Bayis. If he lights at 5:10, he has to make sure that the candles that he's using or the oil that he's using is enough time to last until another hour. Basically, it's about 6:15. It should last to one half an hour after Tzeisa Kekovim. There has to be enough oil, or the candle has to be large enough, so the small box candles do not last that long. They last about a half an hour total. The person's lighting later on in the evening, where it's already after Tzeisa Kekovim, then you just need a half an hour candle, that's fine. But if the person will be lighting at the earlier time, he has to have candles which are larger than that. We say three brachas. The person, the first night, the bracha of Asher Kedushalam B'tzav B'tzivonu L'Halik Ner Shachanakam, a bracha of She'ose Nisim L'Abeseinu, and the bracha of She'hechiyonu. First, the person says the three brachas, and he should have the Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out that these brachas are part of the process of publicizing the Neis. Besides, the lighting is actually saying the bracha on the lighting, because that itself indicates that we're going to publicize the Neis which we are doing. The person should wait till he finishes all three brachas before he starts to light. He should light with his right hand, unless he's a lefty, then he would light with his left hand. The person should have kavanah when he's lighting that he wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Halakhas Ner Chanukah. When a person lights the neiris, the person has to be careful that when a person puts the candle there, the match there, the candle to light the candle, you should not move away from that candle. You do not fulfill your obligation to light until you've lit the majority of the wick which is extending beyond the candle or the oil. You have to have Rov HaYotzei. Rov HaYotzei is the majority which is there, which can take light, has lit before you move to the next candle. So that's the proper way to light, is to light Rov HaYotzei. The person should not speak between the bracha until he lights Rov HaYotzei on the first candle. At that point in time, a person, it's preferred not to speak, but if he did, he would not have to repeat the bracha, but a person would speak before that, he would have to repeat the bracha. So a person should be careful not to speak. We say a neris halalu. You say a neris halalu different than Hagen, but the Mishabura endorses the minute that you start saying neris halalu after you've lit the first candle. So as you're lighting the second night, third night, you're lighting further candles, you'll be going to be saying the neris halalu. If the candles went out, do not last a half hour. You do not need to relight them. It is preferred, it is proper to relight them if you're able to do that. We light the first night the candle which is, we set up the menorah, we light the candle which is on the different hagam again, different shitas, the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch, which is pretty much the standard minhag. The person lights on the right side of the menorah. The second night he lights, sets up two candles on the right side of the menorah. He lights first the left one of the two, and then he lights to the right. So he's always lighting, moving to the right. So the third night he'll light the left one, and then move to the right. Again, each night you're going to be lighting and moving to the right. When a person does that, a person should position himself. He does not need to ignore and pass by other candles. He shouldn't be standing here and reaching over like this and passing all these candles and ignoring them. He should move himself over to the left, that he's going to be lighting directly in front of him and then moving to the right. Regards to we have a minute to place a shamash. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. We have a minute to put a shamash there. The purpose of the shamash in halacha is put there because you're not allowed to derive any benefit from the neiris of the neiris. You can't read from them. You can't use them for a purpose of light. They are there just to publicize the miracle, and that's it. So we put there another light in case a person inadvertently would use that light. We would be able to ascribe that what he used actually was the light of the shamash, and therefore the shamash should be a little bit further forward or a little bit higher, so that we can say that he's actually using that light and not the light of the other, not the light of the Chanukah licht. Clearly, a person should not put it on the same row as the Chanukah licht, because then it's not clear how many candles you're lighting. It's to be clear that it's separate at it's a different amount. Some people use the nair which you are lighting with, so for that nair which is there, it's not necessary to do that necessarily. Again, the purpose is for this function. It's a separate function. Obviously, you have no reason, you don't have to light twice in two different candles, but a person could use that, a person could use a different one. I want to mention a few halachas about Al Nisim. So we add into Shmon Esrei and into benching the paragraph of Al Nisim, which is said to publicize the miracle, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle he did with us of the Klai Yisrael overcame the Yavonim and the Muhammad and the nace of the Pach Shemen. So we add Al Nisim. The halacha is it is not ma'akev. If a person did not say it, he does not have to repeat Shmon Esrei. In same thing with benching, there is a place where you can insert it at the end of benching during the harachamons. So right before where you make an insertion for Shabbos and Yom Tov, your person can insert for Chanukah also. He would say if he forgot Al Nisim, he would say harachamon hu yasulano nisim v'niflos k'moyisho sitzalav v'seino b'yamim mahim b'zman hazeh, and then you would continue with b'mei Mordechai b'mei Matisyo ben Yechonon. And he would continue saying over there, and that applies to the Chanukah also. If a person remembered while he's still in the bracha, before he said the bracha, bracha to Hashem, hatayv shimcha, before he said bracha to Hashem, he can insert Al Nisim at that point in time, and then he would finish off the paragraph again as usual. Meshabur says the correct nusach is ve'al Nisim, not Al Nisim, but ve'al Nisim. According to Meshabur, and that's the Magen Avraham, that is the correct nusach to say. There is, a person should be careful to say it. Obviously, it's an opportunity to be mefarsim the nays. A person should be careful to say that. To best of tomorrow, I want to talk about some of the brachas of the halachas of adding the same talamot to the bracha. That'll be tomorrow morning, and then you have off for Chanukah. Meanwhile, everybody should have a faithful Chanukah and have a good morning.